Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Bo. In this week's Parsha, we have three of the four questions or interactions of the Arba Banim that we mention at the Haggadah. Of course, in the Haggadah, we know the Arba Banim, the four children, and three out of four of those children, so to speak, make their appearances in this week's Parsha. In Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Chavav, the Pasuk tells us, V'haya ki yomru aleichem b'neichem, ma ha'avodah hazot lachem. That is the question of the Rasha. We have in our Parsha, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chet, V'higarata levincha bayom ahu leimor, ba'avur zeh asah Hashem li, b'tzeitim mitzrayim. That is the question of the She'enoy Delishol. This is the question of the She'enoy Delishol, doesn't ask any question at all. We just say v'igarta levincha. We have in Perek Yud Gimel, in Perek Yud Dalid, v'haya ki shalcha bincha machar lemor mazot v'amarta elav, etc. That is the question of the Tam. It's a very simple question, mazot. And we have the question in Perek Vav of Dvarim, ki shalcha bincha machar lemor ma ha'edot. That is the question of the Chacham. So three out of the four children are mentioned in this week's Parsha. There is an outstanding question that is asked by the Shemen HaTov. The Shemen HaTov was the mentor of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. He died. The Shemen HaTov was Rabbi Shmuel Shmelka HaLevi from Nicholsburg, and he died in the late 18th century. Many had incredible Talmidim. Anyway, the Shemen HaTov asks a very simple question. If you look at, we have four children, and we have three children who ask questions, obviously. The She'enoy Yodei Lishol doesn't ask any questions. But of the three children that ask questions, we have the Chacham, we have the Tam, and we have the Rasha. Now the Chacham says ki shalcha bincha machar lemor ma ha'edot v'chukim, etc. We have the Tam who says v'haya ki shalcha bincha machar lemor. Both the Chacham and the Tam say the word. They ask the question machar, tomorrow, but it's the Rasha who doesn't ask the question tomorrow. V'haya ki amru aleichem b'neichem ma ha'avodah, etc. He doesn't ask machar. And so the Shemen HaTov says a very simple question. Why? Why is it that it's the Rasha who asked the question today, so to speak, but it's the Chacham and the Tam who asked the question machar? The Shemen HaTov answers a beautiful, beautiful answer that really goes to the core of a lot of what we do in our Avodat Hashem. It says that all three, the Chacham, the Tam, and the Rasha, they all have questions about the Yetziat Mitzrayim, about how Yetziat Mitzrayim impacts me. And these are wonderful questions, actually. Of course, we don't like the way the Rasha asks, but these are good questions, important questions. But they are questions that are asked machar. They're questions that are asked tomorrow. They're allowed to ask, and we welcome questions, but they are asked machar. First, today. And what happens today? On Erev Pesach and on Leil HaSeder, what do? We do what we need to do. We bring the Korban, we eat the Matzah, we eat the Maror, we eat the Korban Pesach, we do it B'Haseba, sure. And then we ask questions, Machar. Beautiful. We ask questions tomorrow. But first, we do today. It is the Rasha, though, on the other hand, who's completely different. The Rasha is the one, he says, listen, if I don't understand, I'm not doing. Forget it. You got to explain to me now. Whereas the other Jews have the perspective of Naaseh v'nishma. Whereas it's the Rasha who's Nishma, and maybe if I like it, Naaseh. And that is perhaps one of the important characteristics of what a Rasha is. Rabbi Pesach Frand from Baltimore actually quotes the Kutzker Rebbe. The Kutzker Rebbe points out something so beautiful. In our tefillot, in Israel we say it every day, in Chutz Laaretz we say it only on Shabbos and Yontif, but I'm talking about the tefillah of Ein Kelokeinu. We eventually are going to ask the question of Mi Kelokeinu, We're allowed to ask that question, mi kadoneinu, mi kemoshienu. That's beautiful. But first, we point out, ein kelokeinu. There's no other God besides our God. That's the first thing we state first and foremost. And then we say, mi kelokeinu, mi kemoshienu, etc. Only after we are firmly on solid ground in our emunah and Hashem, then we ask. But first, we do. May we all be zocha to ask questions. May we all be zocha to challenge and to inquire and to go deeper. But may we be zocha to do so after we perform the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us. Have a Shabbat Shalom.